gentlemen, welcome to Sunday Superstars, and welcome to the Baltimore Arena, located right here in Baltimore, Maryland. Thanks, card is sponsored by the WWE in conjunction with TeamWrestling.org, the place that coined the phrases, enjoy the brutality, and think of that. Our first contest will be fought under table match rules. The team's first person to toss their opponent through a table will be declared the winner. Introducing first from Dallas, Texas, and weighing in tonight at 238 pounds, ladies and gentlemen, he represents you, the fans, and goes by the name of Fantastic Joey Evangelista.
Comes through the curtain for the first time since joining WWA, and down to ringside it's Joey Evangelista, who has the fans now standing on their feet, giving him a standing ovation. Can you believe this? They love this kid here in Baltimore, but of course they love Joey Evangelista all over the continental United States of America. Throughout the week, Joey Evangelista has said above all that his mother's health matters more to him than anything else in this world, and yes, folks, that includes his childhood dream of wrestling here in WWA. Contractually obligated to appear here tonight and pretty much being fed to the wolves by Mr. Petit and his bookers, I'm sorry, but the best case scenario I can see is if Joey Evangelista just tosses himself through a table right off the bat and simply gets the carnage over with. Speaking of crazy things and lunatic ideas, here comes the WWA's nutso. Here comes Chris Ross.
And his opponent from Honolulu, Hawaii, he's the Midnight Rider. This is Chris Ross.
As the lights go out and they start to flicker on and off in psycho-like fashion, holy crap, man! Somebody just tossed a steel chair through the curtain, and my God, they almost hit a child along the ringside railing. Come on, Petit, get a handle on these guys back there. Here he comes through the curtain and picking up the dented chair. It's Chris Ross, who now has to be completely unglued. The guy is snapping at everything and everyone who dares to get it. A good Lord, just back up from the guy. Oh, he just ripped the entire curtain off the entranceway. But this is ridiculous. Look, there is a mask of concern now on Joey Evangelista's face, and I don't believe my gun. Ross has the guardrail, and he's yanking it off from the crowd. Come on, Ross, get into the ring and leave the fans alone. What an asshole. Look at him as he kicks over the stairs and finally enters the ring. But get out of the ring, Stumper, get out of the ring. This guy's crazy. He's just not mentally wrapped tight. Holy cow. This guy, Chris Ross, is absolutely on fire. Folks, if you thought Chris Ross was a complete and utter psycho before, this display of anger has completely brought him to a new lunacy level, in my opinion. I have no clue as to what goes on inside that maniac's head, but I bet if you asked him, the nutjob wouldn't even give you an answer himself. I don't even think he knows who he is anymore. At this point, I think it's accurate to say that no one is safe when Chris Ross enters an arena. And that includes the fans, the referees, and myself. Look what he did to Magna Randell. Look what he did to Tommy Rockwell, Derek Parks, Sarah Richards, Michael Snake Eyes Kata, and most recently, Mike Morrison. Hell, the guy even wiped out the ring announcer, Michael Stufford. I don't even think Stufford knows how to spell wrestling. Look. Don't even think about it, Ross. Don't even think about coming over here. You touch me, and I swear I will sue you. I'll sue your ass off. Don't you dare touch me.
Mike Morrison Clipboard, $25. Official Mike Morrison Pen, $15. Get your Mike Morrison World Television Championship Pen, only $5. Get your Mike Morrison action figures before they run out.
Hold the phone, folks. Mike Morrison's vendor just showed up here at ringside, and he's got what looks like a clipboard in his hand. Hey, what the hell are you doing? We're writing down. No, I'm not giving you my social security number or my credit card. I don't want want any merchandise. Get out of here. You know what, fans? This match is already so confusing.
I'm beginning to get a headache.
I don't know if it's Chris Cross or
something.
No, get out of here. I don't want to buy anything from you. Oh, thank heavens the referee has called for the bell, folks. Let's go to the ring, and here we go. Oh, chair shot right off the bat sends young Joey Evangelista down to the canvas like a sack of dirt. And come on, referee, that's a disqualification for God's sake. Through the ropes and now dragging a bleeding Evangelista down the steel stairs by his hair. Cross slamming up skirts on the ring post with the brutal Irish whip. Evangelista arches his grimaces from the pain and charging it hard. Cross beat steel missing with the tsunami splash. And look at Evangelista going to work with hard punches to the kidney area. Left, right. Punch to the head of Rosette. Irish whip into the railing. Into the barrier with the crash. And climbing up onto the apron. It's Evangelista was looking to get extreme. Leaping into the air and looking for an elbow smash. Cross catches the fans man in the air. And he just slammed him into a small mess with a sick, sadistic thud. And I don't think young Joey Evangelista is getting up from that sidewalk slam anytime soon. Under the ring and now rummaging around. What could that psychopath Chris Ross possibly be looking for now? Oh my God, no. Chris, don't do it. He's got a cheese grater. And he... Oh, Joey, get out of there. Get out of there fast. Ripping back Evangelista by the hair and exposing the bare bloody forehead of the young man. Ross now pounds a grater into the open wound. Again. Oh, Joey Evangelista in the complete net. And the referee better watch his one close before somebody seriously gets injured. Rolling a little bit fatigued, Joey Evangelista back into the ring. Ross re-enters over the top rope and looking for the side Hawaiian leg sweep. He just countered with a beautiful twisting front chip buster. Double stomp immediately to the face of Ross, stuns the big man. And climbing to the top ropes, could it be? Yes, folks, here comes Joey Evangelista high into the air off the turnbuckle. Look out below. Awesome elbow smash can extend in the center of Chris Ross's chest. Folks, Chris Ross is having trouble breathing. Get the table, Joey. Come on, get the table. Get the table before you don't have a chance to win this match. Turning tanks at the ring and stopping before going through the ropes. Evangelista can now see Ross starting to stir and getting up to all fours. Evangelista is not taking any chances. Now Ross is going to recover and charging forward with a full head of steam. I caramba, no shattering knee look connect. And I don't believe this, but here comes Joey Evangelista with the table. On the outside, you can still see Mike Morrison's vendor writing on that clipboard. And hey! Hey, I guess Bender, is that your name? Hey, Bender, what are you doing?
Mr. Promo, are you ready to give me your credit card number for some Mac Morrison buttons?
I have no time. No, you're not getting my credit card number. I don't want to buy anything. I'm sorry, folks. I should have known better than to ask that charlatan a question. Cleaning up the table in the corner, Joey Evangelista pulls the massive Chris Ross to his feet and tossing him into the table with a hard Irish whip. Evangelista's gonna win! No, Ross reverses the hold. No, Evangelista reverses the whip again, but redirects Ross into the ropes. Off the nylon and back into the center of the ring. Up and over goes Chris Ross, courtesy of a Joey Evangelista back body drop. And I think Joey Evangelista is coming into his own. Scoop slam stalls and pounds his forearm down onto Evangelista's back across his shoulder blades like an anvil. Again, you have to wonder if Chris Ross feels any pain once he's in the ring whatsoever. Transition on the way to a backbreaker and kicking his legs out from underneath his base. Oh, Samoan drop stops Joey Evangelista dead in his tracks. Pulling Evangelista up from the canvas. Ross clocks him up by the head, and oh God, no! He's got him up!
Oh my God, he's on Gordon Evangelista out to the table!
With reckless abandon, Joey Evangelista has been broken in half!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the table match, the Midnight Riders,
the ring, folks. Chris Ross is looking at a bloody and battered Joey Evangelista, and I think he's tearing up. It seems like like Chris Cross is finally having a change of heart. Look at this. He's helping Joey Evangelista to his feet. And thank God, Cross, you know me.
No, I not again on Evangelista.
Come on, Ross. Leave the guy alone, for God's sake. As the crowd continues to boo Chris Cross and the medical team immediately tends to Joey Evangelista once again, Mike Morrison's bender has made his way back to the top of the ramp. And would you look at this? He's giving Morrison the clipboard. Still inside the square circle, Chris Cross has now become furious at Morrison's presence. But if anybody knows Morrison or knows anything about Mike Morrison, it's that our world television champion simply doesn't fear Chris Cross. Call it a mind game, call it what you will, but Mike Morrison has not only gotten Chris Cross's attention, but folks, Mike Morrison has a microphone.
What I have in my hand here is very important, so I would recommend that each and every one of you pay attention. Now, when I made it my mission to return greatness to television, I knew that someone would have to expose the quality of the current superstars of the WEWA for what it was, and that was the worst quality I've ever seen in my life. I knew that someone would have to expose them for who they were, and I knew that someone had to be the WEWA World Television Champion himself, true greatness, Michael Morrison.
You suck, greatness!
So what I have in my hand here is a clipboard of the quality ratings between Joey Evangelista and Chris Cross from earlier tonight. In case you didn't notice, and you probably weren't since you were sleeping. I had one of my vendors not only sell the hottest merchandise going today from the Greatness Collection, but also had him grade the match on several different categories. And I must say that the results were not surprising. So let me run down the list and tell you exactly how poor that match really was. Talent, F. Execution, F. Entertainment value, F. Skill, F. Competitiveness. Oh, wait a second. I see that in the competitiveness department, you got C minus. Well, Joey and Chris, I guess you guys suck so bad that you deserve each other in that ring. I was told before I came out here that ratings were at an all-time high after my opening interview, but that almost 97% of the televisions changed channels when Joey and Chris came out to wrestle. So if you two can't pick it up in the near future, it looks like True Greatness himself will have to take care of business himself. I am the WEWA World Television Champion, and I am True Greatness and the better of the two champions.
The vendor just rated the match. The worst he's ever seen. Mike Morrison, are you insane? WEWA is some of the best talent in the entire world. This guy wins one championship belt, and look at that. I think it's safe to say that his ego is as big as both Daryl Bazal and Rick Righteous put together. I hope this guy is not going to come out here each and every Sunday and give us these BS ratings that obviously are biased. This is absolutely insanity. This is crazy. You can't allow this guy to have any more television time than you already do. Fans, I don't know what to say. Whether you like this guy, Mike Morrison, or not, the fact remains that each time he comes to the ring so far in WWA, the guy has won his match. Two matches, he has gold around his waist. Look, I don't like what he had to say about the wrestlers, the staff, and everybody else here in WWA. I don't like what he has to normally say about me. But what can you do? Until somebody shut that guy's trap, until one of these superstars finally puts their fist in Mike Morrison's mouth, we are going to continue to have this jerk come out here each superstar show and give us bogus ratings. Well, folks, as Joey Evangelista is now helped from the ring, and Chris Ross, thank God, has left through the crowd still irate, it's time to go into the back for our roving X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, once again, as she tries to get a word with the 2004 Hall of Fame winner, La Sombra. Take it away, Candace.